Hey, it's Michael Kerr here, and you are listening to Humor at Work. You know, I've been doing some political door knocking for our federal election, which is currently underway, which has given me a chance to practice my ability to suss out which dogs are approachable and which ones are, well, not so much. Of course, some dogs are all bark and no bite, while others that seem cuddly and approachable are, well, again, not so much. So here's my thought for this week. Given that so many employees complain that they never get access to their leaders, and so many customers complain that they can't get access to a live human being in some companies, how accessible are you and how approachable are you at work? Are you easily, first of all, accessible to your fellow employees and customers? Do you have regular office hours? Do you advertise them? Are you reachable easily by phone? Do you read your email messages and respond in a reasonably timely manner, even if it's just a quick, hey, thanks, got it? But being accessible isn't enough, of course. If you really want to improve communication with your teams and customers, then you need to also ask how approachable you are. How approachable you are will impact the level of trust and open and honest communication in your workplace. It will allow employees or customers to share some uncomfortable truths with you that you absolutely need to hear. So what is your personality, body language, and communication style conveying to people who approach you? We know from studies that people with a good sense of humor, for example, are considered far more approachable and trustworthy. So if you want to be more successful in your job, make sure everyone's welcome on your porch and try to keep the barking and biting to a bare minimum. And now my fun at work tip sent in to a Humor at Work eZine subscriber, the written version of this podcast, a very cool idea sent in. Thanks, Christine, for this. A family-run business, King Cole Ducks, near Aurora, Ontario, is developing an area next to their store and plant where employees will be invited to register for their own garden plot that they'll be able to tend over their lunch hour and grow their own food for their families, many of whom come from the city and don't have a chance to ever garden. Very cool idea. It's just, you know, one of those creative, cool perks that's healthy for folks, that gives people a chance to get outside, that's a little motivating, and probably a great way to reduce stress at work. Your own garden plot. Awesome. And now the quote of the week from cartoonist Hilary Price. You can't wait for the creative muse to come circling over your head. Sometimes you have to shoot her down. And finally, in our It's a Wacky World section, in addition to being Bring Your Teddy Bear to Work Day, as I'm doing this podcast, October 14th, it also happens to be Bald and Free Day. Speaking of which, Gary's Uptown Restaurant in Northern California offers a bald guy's menu. How cool is that? Every Wednesday, which attracts customers from more than 50 miles away. Customers pay based on how much hair they have. 50% hair left, you pay 50%. Totally bald and you pay nothing, while men with comb-overs or toupees have to reveal their bald spot to receive any discount. And yes, Gary, the owner of Gary's Uptown Restaurant, is bald. Well, thanks everyone for dropping around. As always, cruise by the old website, www.humoratwork, for articles, videos, for the written version of this eZine, which has far more stuff than we do here in the podcast. And check out my latest book, The Humor Advantage, Why Some Businesses Are Laughing All the Way to the Bank. And in the meantime, you keep laughing all the way to the bank. We'll see you next week.